And God bless everyone in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And God is just so faithful. He's really good. And we just look to him in every situation. Sometimes we may not feel like doing things, and or we may have had a rough day, but God is still with us. And Barbara, we love you very much, and God's with you. And you really are strong in God, and all the situations you've been going through, you know, your faith towards God is just evident. And we love you. So you're your own sweetheart. We're here. You can call anytime you need prayer ministering to this. You know, no matter what's going on, we keep our focus with God because we know that God is a God of love, God of light, God of deliverance. And Lord tested me. So I had a really great day today. I had a one-on-one with Becky and Kim's home. So we was all downstairs fellowshipping. And it was just a really, really great time of edification and direction. Getting focused, like getting more focused in different areas in our walk, because our life is spiritual, but it's also practical. And when we apply the spiritual to the practical, then we see God's, you know, manifestation and blessings and evidence of what God wants us to have. I spoke then to Kelly Drennan. She sends her love to everyone. She called me and we spoke for about an hour, maybe an hour and 45 minutes, and she's really blessed, and, you know, God was really giving great things to encourage her with. And then I thought, okay, Kim said it was about 45 minutes for dinner. And so I thought I'd just have a little sleep. So I had a little nap for about 40 minutes and I was fine, woke up. Kim called me down, come and got my dinner. And then I sat down and, you know, blessed the food and began to eat. And all of a sudden I had this terrible pain going across my stomach. And I'm thinking, oh, maybe a little bit of wind and all that. I thought maybe it might be a little bit of wind or something like that. And this pain got even worse, you know, and I'm thinking, so I went to the toilet and I did go, but there was no change. There was no change with this pain. And I'm thinking, my gosh, and I started to swear and, I got Kim to minister to me and then I kneeled down at the bed and, oh my God, this pain just intensified. I'm thinking, what? And no, this has got no rights here, you know. In fact, I couldn't even really think because it was so painful. And, so I got on the bed and couldn't get comfortable there, got on my knees, couldn't get comfortable there, and all different thoughts were racing through my mind, not from God. And I, you know, I said, Father, whatever this is, I rebuke it right now in the name of your son. I, by his stripes, I do not accept this. And whatever's in there needs to come out. And so anyway, and so about the next 5 minutes, I'm just speaking in tongues, trying to get comfortable, standing up, sweating, and all different types of things going on. And then I just thought, okay, I'm going to go to the bathroom. So I just felt a little bit queasy. Then I vomited. And so I brought all this food up that I ate. I mean, I don't know whether it was the food from the night before or whatever. I mean, I still got these twinges now, but they've eased down. But see, the thing is that we don't stop moving with God because I'm not paying it attention. Even though it's trying to get my attention, my thoughts are set on things above. And, you know, God doesn't want us to be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication. And God's the God of deliverance. God's the God of healing and setting us free. So when we keep our focus with God, it's not about how we feel. People are moved by their emotions and their feelings, or they don't feel so great, but we can still keep focus with God and we can still speak his heavenly words. And he's the one that's energizing us. So God doesn't want us to be distracted with the things that are in this world. We're to set our thoughts on things above, not on the things of this earth. And either God's word's true or it isn't. Either these promises of God are true or they're not. And I just happen to believe that they're true. And I know they are because God has come through for me so many times. And I was determined to get up here and to speak and to declare the goodness of God, the power of God, the deliverance of God. And these words from God is the good news. And it brings deliverance. It brings salvation. It brings wholeness. It gives hope. And faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So we don't set our attention on what's actually going on, even if you've got a pain. And this pain was so intense, I never had anything like it. And I'm like, I've rebuked this. I am not letting this stop me. And even now, it's trying to go on, but like it's easing down, because the power of God is real. And I trust in my God, my living God. And he blesses us, and he restores us, and he makes us strong. So, you know, whatever situations you're going through, if you're going through any, you might just be having a great time. And if you are, that's brilliant. But if you do have challenges or certain situations, don't set your focus on them, because it just stays there. When you focus on it, it just stays there. But when we go to God and we open up our hearts before the Father and we give those things to him, then we're not looking at the things of this earth where worries and fears can just steal that peace of God. So we got to practice what we preach, you know, and I believe I'm practicing what I'm preaching. And my heart is to encourage God's people to really move with God, to connect with God. Like, you go to God. Every person should go to God and give their desires and then do what God puts in their hearts. And to be connected with someone that's walking with God, like I'm connected, like Jason mentioned, to Sangha. He gives me great encouragement. Now, my dependency is not on Sangha, but my dependency is upon God. And he's always encouraged me. You know, you go to God. You give him your desires. You give him your requests. The whole aspect of our walk is to practice the things that are being encouraged. If we put into practice what we're learning and what God is showing, then we start to see the fruit of that as we just continue faithfully and not looking for the changes, because if you're moving with God, there will be the changes. So my heart and my encouragement to everyone is that, you know, don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplications with requests, let your request be made known unto God. You take everything to God. Father, I'm feeling so great. Father, I need encouragement. Father, I'm lacking in this area. Father, I know this is not your will for me. And so I claim all those promises of you, which are yes and amen in Christ. And I know that you are a God of deliverance. You are a God of healing. You're a God that sees and orders to provide. And so, Father, you show me what my part is. And so God needs our faith. So if it's by faith, then it's by grace, because grace is that God does the work. He shows us what we're to do. We make up our mind. We make that decision. Yeah, I'm going to do exactly what God is showing me. And then he energizes and he goes to work for us. So these things I've been encouraging and working with people, and there's practical things that you can do that will be a great blessing to you. And people can see your life. They can see what you're doing. And so we all want to go to God. We don't want to be anxious. You know, we just pray. We give our need. We give our desire to God. And then what he shows you to do, you do those things. You know, we can't add any inches to our stature or to our life by worrying and doubting, you know, but we say, okay, God, these things are alien to me. This worry, this doubt is alien to me, because I am as Christ is, as he is in this, as he is, so am I in this world. These things are not right, you know. So Father, you give me your direction. And so, no, I was sharing with some people, a couple of people today. A lot of people think being led by God is doing what they want to do. So, like, some people might want to go and start a ministry, but is God leading you to start that ministry? You know, some people want to do a seminar, but is God leading you to do that seminar? And so, if it's not led by God, you might get started, you might even have some little successes, but for it to be very fruitful is to be led by God. So each one of us are to be led by the Spirit of God. We're seeking his heart. And if we're being led by God, that means we're doing what he's putting in our hearts to do. We're following the encouragement. We're not just going off on our own idea because we've got some knowledge about some things. So this is what I'm endeavoring to do every day, just practice and staying with God, just being at peace. I get up every day. I give my day to God. I thank God for my family. I thank God for the believers. I pray for every single person that comes on air. And I thank God for blessing them, for giving them laborers, that when they honor God with their substance, that God will really multiply their seed sown and increase the fruits of their righteousness. Because it's not that we desire a gift, but we desire fruit to abound to your account. We want you to be fruitful. Whoever connects to me, I want them to be fruitful. God wants them to be fruitful. God wants them to be successful. But that only happens when we really focus and we say, okay, I'm going to do this with all my heart unto my God. And I'm going to follow this encouragement. So these things were in my heart, and I shared some of these things in the one-on-ones with people I had today. And perhaps they may be sharing some of those things, so I won't go into all of that. But I know that God is really faithful, and he will give us the desires of our heart as we love him, as we keep him first. And like I mentioned on Sunday, the love of God is doing the will of God from the heart. That's the love of God. To really walk in love is to do what God wants us to do. And then we're to love ourselves. We're to love other people as we love ourselves. So how your relationship with God will reflect in your relationship with others. And God says, you know, now you listen to me and you do what I give you to do, because I got great success. I got a great direction. And all we have to do is decide to do that. Our job is to make a decision to do what God is showing us. And when we decide, he infuses the inner strength into us to do it. And so you guys are really wonderful. I'm really thankful for your lives. One of the things that I've been speaking about recently is the connections. These one-on-ones are so powerful. I mean, the one-on-one that I have with my minister really is so important to me. And I know I get so much from it, and it encourages me in my walk. Even though I'm walking with God and I'm doing the things I know I'm walking with God, I stay humble. And I see there's a need for me to do that. And so this connection, you know, as God is directing you to connect, then you should connect, because it's going to be for your benefit and also the person you're connecting to. They get encouraged also. So, you know, these things are just really wonderful. And the people that are practicing this, you can ask them, because they'll show you the benefit of it. They'll tell you about the benefit of doing it. Can you see? Because their lives are changing since they've done that. Certain people that have connected to me now, you know, we've encouraged them to go to God and to connect. And we just say to them, you know, as God works in your heart, you do it. And they're doing it. And they're benefiting greatly. They're receiving the words gladly with a meek and humble heart. And then they're applying it and they're getting the great results. So, you know, you'll be able to hear some people that are listening to what I'm actually saying now. If you've been connecting and you've been benefited, then share it. Encourage other people. This is what our job is to provoke one another unto love and to good works, to excite one another that God is a living God. And we don't pay attention to the world. Like, we know Russia, Ukraine, coronavirus, all this stuff's going on. We can find out what's going on, but we don't focus on it. Because that's when the fear comes. So we focus on God, who's able to deliver us from all these type of things. So God is with us. You are powerful. God is working in you. Stay focused, stay humble, keep moving, and keep doing the things that God has put in your heart, remembering that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You are justified, sanctified, redeemed, that you're blessed to be a blessing. You're the head and not the tail. You're above and not beneath. And keep practicing the things we've been encouraging, those basic things we've been encouraging. And you tell me, someone tell me, what are the basic things we've been encouraging? And then we can see if you've received it. And if you have, then if you do that from your heart unto the living God, he's going to bless you. Because it's not me that blesses you. It's God that blesses you. It's not you that blesses me. It's God that blesses me. And our life is to be that witness of the power of God, and what he says is actually true. So this is what I wanted to share. I thank my God for giving me the energy and strength, and to kind of like put me all right, because by his stripes I was healed is a reality in his thumb. And so I'm really thankful.